I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The East African country of Tanzania is known for its natural beauty and relative stability. But recently, it's become known for something quite macabre, the killing and mutilations of members of Tanzania's albino population. The attacks are believed to be spurred by a lucrative trade in albino body parts for witch doctor rituals. The World's Jeb Sharp reports from Dar es Salaam.
There have been more than 50 murders of albinos in Tanzania since 2007. Publicity and protests led to a flurry of police work and some convictions, and for a while there was a lull in the attacks. But then they started up again in February, according to Vicky Entetema of the advocacy organization Under the Same Sun.
One person, a little boy of 4, was murdered. A man lost a hand. The hand was chopped off. A little girl who is now in hospital, her hand was chopped off. And there was an attack with severe injuries when a woman of 33 years of age and a little girl of 12 months old were attacked.
Entetema says the attackers sell the body parts to witch doctors who use them for rituals and potions. Entetema is a former BBC journalist whose reporting on the albino killings won her awards, but also death threats. The security at her office is the tightest I encounter anywhere in Tanzania during 10 days of reporting. Entetema wants Tanzania's witch doctors put out of business.
These witch doctors have turned into small gods. All over the place, people fear them, people believe them, people trust them. If you say to a Tanzanian that you don't have to go to a witch doctor to be successful, you don't have to go to a witch doctor to solve your problems, they will look at you and say, are you coming from Mars? Most of them believe in witch doctors.
A recent survey by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life backs that up. 93% of the Tanzanian respondents told interviewers they believed in witchcraft. Even before this recent spate of killings, life for the estimated 200,000 albinos in Tanzania was not good. They have long been stigmatized and shunned and denied access to health care and education. Member of Parliament Alshaima Kwegir, an albino herself, is trying to change that.
How are you?
Very well. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I meet Kwegir at her apartment in downtown Dar es Salaam. She's getting ready for a trip to Zanzibar later that day to meet with albinos on the island. She's taking boxes of sunscreen and sunglasses with her.
Glasses here. These are for girls. These are for women and these are for men. Then these are the sunscreen. Yeah. Our skin is very weak. It's weak, it doesn't resist sun rays. Therefore, if you get a sun rays, you get a cancer disease.
People with albinism lack the pigment melanin and the protection it affords against the sun.
But I also needed hats like this. They're very nice.
Alshaima Kwegir shows me the wide-brimmed hat she wears outside. She's mystified by the atrocities.
About the killings to my side, it's really cracking in my head so much. I wonder a person killing someone for the need of success or wealth or something like that. It doesn't make sense in my head, but this is the problem of ignorance and poverty.
If it's a problem of ignorance and poverty, then the solution is education, advocates say. The international nonprofit Under the Same Sun is now offering scholarships to Tanzanians with albinism. Again, Vicky Entetema.
If we empower persons with albinism, it means that they will go to school, they will enjoy the same opportunities that other people without albinism enjoy, and they will be able to compete anywhere with other persons without albinism. And that way, the society will see them as human beings.
People would always look at you differently.
Abdallah Posi is a Tanzanian with albinism.
But if you compete with them, or you do more than them, they respect you that way.
Posi understood early on that he would have to excel to be taken seriously. He was lucky to have parents who cherished him and taught him to ignore schoolyard taunts. Today, he's a successful attorney and law professor. Posey says he doesn't experience problems in his day-to-day life. But since the attacks began, he's been fearful when he travels around the country for his work.
You're only happy when you're around. You are within your neighborhood. But when you travel, you go into places you do not know. You don't know what is happening. We are fearful. When you stay alone somewhere lonely, you get some funny feelings.
Posey wants to see more protection for people with albinism, but also more services, including better health care. He and other advocates are optimistic about changing attitudes over the long term, but in the short term, they fear the discrimination and the violence will continue. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
You can see photos and hear Abdallah Posey talking about what it was like growing up albino in Tanzania. That's at theworld.org.